Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank every one of you for the fellowship I enjoyed with you for the past 4 days. And this is the last day allotted for me to anchor the daily devotions. May God bless you all. We are concluding the sharing we started on Monday, titled War the Good Warfare or Fight the Good Fight of Faith. So far, we have learned some of the strategies of the devil in spiritual warfare. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. May God cause you to hear what has been spoken twice in your spirit man. Amen. Having known some of the strategies of the devil, we need to also know our authority and positions in Christ and the spiritual weapons in the armory of the army of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. According to the ancient Chinese author of the book, The Heart of War, Sun Tzu said, "If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. So there is the need for us to know our authority in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ said, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." That is found in the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 19. James also admonished us to resist the devil, and the devil will flee from us, in James chapter 4 verse 7. Let us consider our sitting position in Christ, in the place of power and authority. Paul wrote this in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 to 6. I read. So, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. The sitting position of Christ in heavenly places is far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. And we can only ascend to this position of authority when we are recruited or we are enlisted into the army of Jesus Christ, which is the body of Christ. We are all recruited into the army of the Lord Jesus Christ by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." I think that can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. Having been recruited into the army of Jesus Christ, we must be battle ready and fully equipped with the spiritual weapons. According to the epistle of Paul to the Ephesians church, he wrote, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, the complete armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." That is found in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 11. We've been looking at the strategies of the devil, the wiles of the devil, And we are being admonished that we should put on the complete armor of God, that we may be able to stand against those strategies of the devil. The whole armor of God is Jesus Christ, the light. For the Bible says in Romans chapter 13, verse 12, said, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. That armor of light is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Jesus Christ is the light. So we are to put on the armor of God, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If reading further in that same book of Romans chapter 13, jumping to verse 14, it reads, say, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. You know, in verse 12, it says, put on the armor of light. In verse 14, it says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I said the Lord Jesus Christ is that light, and is the armor of light that every soldier of Jesus Christ must put on. We are to overcome the devil by the armor of light. We are fighting against darkness. So we need the light as the weapon of our spiritual warfare. We can only overcome darkness with light. You understand? There is no way darkness can comprehend the light. However, there is no light without a burning lamp, and no fire without oil in that lamp. So there is the need for a constant supply of oil into the burning lamp to give light. You know, in the ancient time, they made use of the lamp. The lamp must be filled with oil before you can light it, before you can kindle the lamp. And it is from the fire of that very lamp that we get the light. Therefore, our spirit, which is the lamp of the Lord, needs the supply of the oil. That is the infilling of the Holy Spirit to keep the lamp burning. Your lamp must be burning while awaiting the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not be like the foolish virgins that have no sufficient oil while awaiting the bridegroom. You must be walking in your light to meet the light. Jesus is the light of the world, and you are also supposed to be the light of the world. So let your light shine before men now, while awaiting the coming of the Lord. May the Lord help us. John said in his epistle, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 to 7, it reads, this then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Hallelujah. We need to walk in the light. We have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. The light comes to liberate us from darkness, and we need to continue walking in that light, not walking in darkness any longer. And that is the only way we can actually prove our fellowship with Him. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us to walk in the light. Finally, my brethren, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the armor of light. As you are walking in the light, to meet the light, you will become the light. That is the union of the two lights, the bridegroom and the bride. Let us pray. Father, I pray for as many that have no light because they lack the oil in the lamp. May they be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, give us oil in our lamps and keep us burning so that our light can shine so bright till the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks for being there for me. God bless you. Shalom.